I want to introduce you to Hunkami this morning. She's had one setback and one challenge after the other, had enough, and reached out to us here at Good Morning Angels on Jacaranda FM. I want her to tell you her story. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm okay, thank you. So where are you from?
I live at Birch Acres Extension 3 here in Kempton Park.
So you are a 49-year-old mom, a single mom, got two teenagers.
Yes.
That's quite a job.
It is.
Tell us what happened to their dad.
Phew. One Sunday, my daughter found a letter under a plate. So I read the letter and he said he's tired of suffering, living the life of suffering. He's going to look for a better life somewhere.
He's going to look for a better life somewhere.
Yeah.
So were times tough?
Yep.
There were tough times at home?
I am unemployed. He knows that. With two teenagers in the house. And he just left.
And he was unemployed?
Yes.
And that got to him?
Yeah.
And his solution was to just to leave?
Yeah, it was just to leave.
You must have been very angry with him and very disappointed.
Yeah, before I was angry, but I think I came to accept the situation. I'm fine now.
You realized you had to get on with life?
Yes. As if that was not enough, my son got sick.
Mm-mm.
He was a big boy. So when I see him losing weight, I thought maybe the baby fat was going.
Mm.
Little did I know that my son was going to get viciously sick.
Tsetso.
When we got to the doctor, his sugar level was 36.8.
Sure.
I don't know what was that. I didn't know anything about diabetes.
Mm.
So the doctor looked at me in the eyes and said, "Mommy, your son is very sick. He needs to go to the hospital." He stayed there 5 weeks. 3 weeks he was in ICU. I couldn't see my son because of COVID. I got really scared for my boy. But he got over it. He got out of the hospital. He came home. And I went to the school to tell them. They said he cannot come to school. He's got comorbidity. So I had to teach him at home. Because he just went to school to write the exams. But he passed.
That's amazing. It's how you get up in life, eh?
Yes.
And you also try to make things work.
Yes.
And to bring income in. What did you do?
At first, I went to another lady whom I know. I said to her, "I don't want you to keep giving me the things that I'm asking for. I want to do things for myself. Help me to do something." She taught me how to use a sewing machine.
A sewing machine, okay.
Yes.
And what did you make?
I started making masks like this one.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yes. She taught me how to make bags. I made this one, but it's very old now. For myself.
But that's also beautiful. That is so amazing. So you learned that to do that skill in a quick, short amount of time.
Short amount of time. She gave me a machine. But I think the things that I was making were too heavy for the machine. So the machine broke down. I told my sister. My sister brought me another machine. But it was another small machine. I did my masks every day. I went out to sell. Everywhere I could find people. I made fat cakes. I made quarters. I sold eggs. I sold anything that I could lay my hands on just to make money. But because I'm working from hand to mouth, the business doesn't go anywhere. Because I sell this, something is short in the house. I sell this, we need that. My car is an old car. So I fix this, something else breaks. I fix this, something else breaks. So without my car and without the machine, I found myself stuck. So I had to start selling my furniture in the house just to buy them uniform number one. So I managed to buy them each something to get to school with. And then I bought food. My fridge broke down.
Oh, that's just the one thing on top of another.
Then I asked God, and I said, "I don't know what have I done, but whatever it is, give me a sign so I can fix it. Because not one person can go through this alone."
It's too much. But you know what? Sometimes the important thing is, and the turning point, Nkami, is reaching out, putting up your hand, putting your hand out and saying, you know what? I need some love and assistance here. So I appreciate the fact that you reached out to us, you here, because you have tried everything. You have done everything. What kept you going?
My children, I look at them. They are so full of life. They are innocent. And they're so smart at school. And I cannot deny them that. It's well, like I failed them somehow.
You didn't? You definitely didn't. I'm sitting here today and I'm telling you that you absolutely didn't. In actual fact, you're going to turn everything around. I know it. I want to introduce you, Nkami, to an angel this morning by the name of Tim Langdon. He's the MD of Goldwagen. Tim, morning. How are you?
Morning, how are you?
All right, thank you. Listening to Nkami's story, and I can only imagine getting so much bad news and so many negative and bad things happening. It sounds to me like she's hit rock bottom, so she deserves some fantastic news this morning.
Well, I think Goldwagen's very touched by Nkami's circumstances, and it's just incredibly difficult to be the breadwinner, trying to look after children, health issues, and all the issues that life has thrown at her and her family in this period. I think the key thing that stands out for us is that her positive kind of never give up attitude and strength that's helped her through, and just the courage to approach Good Morning Angel, that's quite something in itself. So we've had a look at the priorities. We want to try and ease her burden through a contribution of 20,000 Rand. And we sincerely hope that this will help Nkami and her family to some extent in getting back on her feet. And we sincerely hope that she'll be able to provide for her family better than she can.
Nkami, some good news that you deserve, goodness knows, 20,000 Rand from Goldwagen this morning to get you back up on your feet, to get the ball rolling, to get more good news into your life.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, Nkami. We know it's been tough, and we sincerely hope that this will help a little bit, but take some of the pressure off.
Thank you.
You know what I want to do from Good Morning Angel's side is put another 10,000 in.
Oh, no. Oh. Thank you so much. I'll be able to buy my children food. Thank you.
You know what? Thank you for sharing your story and being an inspiration. So it's going to get the ball rolling. I promise you. When you get that sewing machine back up and running, you're so talented. You make such beautiful things. I think we must help you get a Facebook page. What do you think? So those orders can come flowing in. What do you like making more? The quarters, the fat cooks, or the bags and the masks?
The bags and the masks.
The bags and the masks.
I like making things, because what I want to do now, I want to make cushions, beautiful African print cushions, anything that is nice, small little accessories, which I think will help. It's small, but I think they will do good.
I think we must get your little home business a name, like in Nkami's Crafts, Nkami's Original African Crafts or something. We'll think of something nice. And we must get you a Facebook page, and you must take the orders, and you must make lots of it, so you don't just live hand to mouth, that you can look after and provide for yourself and your family. You've got 30,000 Rand now for a little bit of peace of mind, and you never know what else comes in. We've got the most loving, caring, kind and generous audience. You never know. And then maybe use some of that to get your little business going again. Okay. To you, Karabelo, Itsetsu, all the love, hey? Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Great job, angels.
Good morning, angels.
Oh, my word. You guys are amazing.
You got me sitting in my car, yeah, with tears in my eyes.
Changing lives every Wednesday with Martin Bester.